Hey, tune in to All in One Sports with Jimmy and Ricky. We'll give you all the hockey news you need to have. And they're really passionate about their team.
What's going on, everybody? All in One Sports here. Jim Behringer, Ricky O, around two. We are here talking about a game four as promised. Again, All in One Sports, baby, All in One. We're back. We're talking about game three last night in our second episode. It's a quick post-game show. The Vegas Golden Knights are one game away from hoisting the Stanley Cup after winning game four by a score of 3-2. It was a great game with a great finish. Unbelievable finish. Aiden Hill, the second save of the playoffs. This time on Matthew Tkachuk. His left peg comes out on a scramble in front. Florida on the power play. Alex Pietrangelo, puck over glass. Worst penalty in the league. No subjectivity to it at all because, you know, Pietrangelo's getting slashed, so that's how come the puck goes over the glass. But again, it's not a subjective call. It's cut and dry. Meanwhile, every call in the NHL is subjective. But that's besides the point. Aiden Hill stops Tkachuk, sends them to within one game of the Stanley Cup. And it's crazy. It was a crazy finish. After Montour comes in, levels McNabb, a whole Donnybrook starts, old-time hockey, something Ricky would love. I know he loves it. He loves the fighting. He loves everything like that. But what was curious to me was it's a guy like Tkachuk, you know, all game, been hampered by injury. Didn't look right. The shoulder, maybe the groin. He was held out from most of the second period on through 5 minutes left in the third period. That's when he comes out. And Hill again robbed him a couple of times. Hill robbed him. Aiden Hill robbed him in the first period when they were down 1-0. And if you watch this, if you watch me, I do multiple shows. I'm on everywhere. But talked about game two of the Eastern Conference Final against Carolina. Florida wins the four overtime game. You knew Carolina is going to come out strong looking to get a goal. They do, but they can't get the second one. And then Florida figures out a way to win that game in overtime. Vegas scores a minute 39 into the game. Bad change by Aaron Ekblad. You can't make that change there. Stevenson gets his first of the night. But then Florida responds and has good chances. And, you know, they're looking to score. And Tkachuk gets robbed a couple times. Nice deflections. Hill was there. He had two good whacks at it in the first period. But Aiden Hill was there. Vegas playing too defensively, too passive, not enough on the puck. You wondered when they were going to turn it up. You wondered if this team was going to just play defensive hockey. And we've seen this team take over games. We've seen them dominate against Dallas. We've seen them dominate against Edmonton. I mean, look at game six and game three in those series. Even look at game two. When they want to take over a game, they do it. So you wonder where that push was going to be. Yeah, they were getting shots on Bobrovsky, but they weren't great shots in the first period. A lot of it from the logo down. Not a lot of high-quality danger shots. I mean, Riley Smith had one, went off the shoulder. But they were looking for that goal, but they weren't pressing like they normally press. Second period, same thing. Florida comes out. You know, Florida was playing very passive, too. They didn't want to go over the line to get the penalties. They want to stay disciplined. And for the most part, the referees did a pretty good job up until the end. But again, a penalty is a penalty, whether it's the first period or the third period. But again, subjectivities. I mean, earlier before the Pietrangelo penalty, cross-checks him because there's, you know, stuff going on in front with Hill because Hill gets knocked down. So where do you go from there? So Vegas is trying to play too defensively, and you can't do that, especially against this team, not against this Panthers team we've seen come back multiple times in the Stanley Cup playoffs. So, you know, I tweeted out about how they need to take it over. And all of a sudden they do. Stevenson gets in. Bobrovsky makes a nice save, but Vegas keeps the puck. And they go from there. And, you know, Stevenson gets his second goal of the game. And it's, you know, it's a beauty play. I mean, it's a great pass by Mark Stone. Haig keeps the puck alive, gets it to Stone. Right in the net, Stevenson shooting, pucks in the net, off the crossbar and in. It's a great play. Then Vegas continues, shift after shift. They're starting to drive the play. North They're going north with it, right? That's what they're doing. That's how they play. And this is what they're doing. And that's when they're at their best. So it's 3-0. They're dominating. 18 scoring chances, like 18-4. Taking away the middle of the ice. The place is quiet. You think this is going to be a runaway because they continue to come after Bobrovsky. And they're looking for more. And they smell blood in the water. But then Florida gets a bounce. Board battle. They win a board battle because they weren't doing that all night. Montour throws it. Hits two defense Vegas skates. Double doinks. We've seen that. WrestleMania, I think. 9. 2 doinks against Crush. Then we've seen that in NFL too. Goes in. Panthers have life. And they start driving the play. They start picking the pace. Start playing it. Barkov's the one that wins the battle. Needed more from him. Then, period ends. Vegas had chances, but Florida found their legs. They got life. Crowds into it. Period starts. And at the end of the second period, Jack Eichel gets hit in the back of the neck with a puck. So he's injured. He's not out to start the third period. Here comes Florida. They're driving a play. Montour, great play. This is how you break up that neutral zone trap that everybody's playing now. Use speed. They get through speed through the neutral zone. They use their aggressive forecheck. Montour leads the way. And here's Alexander Barkov. Scores. Great play. Nice pass. Gets it done. And it's 3-2. Building's rocking right now. And by the way, we talked about Barkov on Friday night show saying that he needed to step up. He needed to score. He needed to have a good game. And he did. And he had 2 points. Montour had 2 points. And Florida was finding their legs and they were dictating play and Vegas was reacting. And that's not what they do. Vegas was fine with just slipping a puck out and playing defensive and blocking shots. And there's Aiden Hill with making phenomenal saves. And, Vegas had chances. Sergei Bobrovsky, again, played great. Jack Eichel had a play in the slot, but right into his chest. Again, they weren't moving him side to side enough. When they did in the second period, they found goals. But then a couple minutes left, under 5, Vegas gets that shift. Marchessault wins a puck battle, jumps out of a wave of check, gets a shot off. Wasn't a great shot, but then Barbashev follows up. Then there's Wah coming in. Then that fourth line goes to work, and they get an offensive zone faceoff late in the third period. And they felt, okay, this is what they had to do. That's the shift that's going to change this game in favor of Vegas. And it did up until Tkachuk comes out. They get it deep. They're moving the puck around, pinning Vegas in a couple broken sticks. Then the penalty happens. Again, agree to disagree, but it happens. Florida now 0-13. They needed a power play goal. They don't get it. And what happens? Vegas, they win a faceoff, and they were winning faceoffs all night, especially late in the game. And that was how they were controlling everything. Bobrovsky's pulled. They're winning the races. The puck's going side to side. Hill makes the save with bodies in front. Made a save before the save. They're blocking shots, and then the horn sounds and the melee starts. Now, this was the kind of stuff that got the Panthers back into the Bruins series going into game 5. They had a Donnybrook, Tkachuk's involved, the goalie's throwing punches, similar situation. Does that carry over into game 5? We'll see. That series had a day off. This has 2 days off. Maybe things settle down. I don't know, but it's going to be interesting to see how that game 5 starts on Tuesday because with the cup in the building, that fourth win's always the toughest to get. You have to wonder what kind of energy Vegas is going to have and what kind of energy Florida is going to have because they're going to want to send it back. But I think Vegas knows how to close out series. We've seen them do it, especially against Edmonton and Dallas. The first 10 minutes of that game is going to be crucial again because if they can come out and seal the deal early, look out. Now, Florida played good. They have a lot to build off of. Barkov, Montour, these guys starting to step up. Verhaeghe had good chances. But Vegas did what they had to do, get the split and go home. They had to survive. Aiden Hill, again, continues to answer the bell, and he's going to get paid this summer. But what adjustments does Vegas make going into game 5? Because they have to. Florida was able to use their speed a little bit on home ice. I think they sat back too much. I think they can't sit back any more than they did. And if they continue to do that, they're playing with fire against a team that knows how to come back, the Cardiac Cats, for a reason. Game five, huge. First 10 minutes, huge. It's a great win for Vegas. Now, Vegas has 10 different goal scorers in this series. 10. Stevenson also has, they have now the third player now in this series that has a multi-point, multi-goal game. So he's starting to come alive. Mark Stone's looking good. We'll see with the health of Jack Eichel. He looked fine when he was out there. But again, Tkachuk doesn't look like the same player since the hit. They're going to need more. Bobrovsky played solid. Hill was great. It was a fun, good game. This is what the Stanley Cup Final is all about. But again, Vegas, you usually see them put teams away. They didn't. They let Florida hang around too much. They can't keep doing that. I'm interested to see if they can get that killer instinct because they don't have it right now. You would expect when it was up 3-0, you expected it to be 4-5-0. And it just kind of took their foot off the gas pedal a little bit. I don't expect it in game five, but Florida's been able to find some ways to get in through the middle of the ice. Look for Paul Maurice to exploit that going into game five as well. So, I mean, look, game four was great. 3-2 game, one goal game. You know, again, the referees put the whistles away for the most part. Not a lot of penalties. You know, some missed calls. But again, it's the playoffs. You want to let the players decide. Again, the puck over the glass, the slash, I think there should be some subjectivity to it. But again, there wasn't. So it's going to be interesting how the officiating goes in game five. Again, now Florida 0-13 on the power play. And Vegas didn't score on theirs either. And a good penalty kill there as well. Again, Bobrovsky was pretty big on that. So the goaltending has lived up to the hype. Aiden Hill continues to be great. Marchessault's goal streak came to an end, but he did record a point, so 9 straight games with a point for him. Look, Vegas has the depth. We said it, 10 different goal scorers, but the depth is starting to show. But again, it just can't be 4 guys. They need more. But again, Florida's dealing with injuries. Great game. The officiating was better. A lot better. Again, some calls. No one's going to be happy, but it was better than it was. And the players, it's a good back and forth game. First period was good. Second period, it was really, if I had to sum this up in a couple of words, it was a tale of two games. The first half was dominated by Vegas. The second half was dominated by Florida, and Vegas survived because of Aiden Hill. They did. They survived because of Aiden Hill. And now they're one win away from the Stanley Cup. But that's all you have to do. We'll see if they close it out. Game five. The odds were on 6 games and Vegas. We'll see. You got a feeling, though. You got a feeling that if Florida was going to do damage in this series, they had to win game four because it might be over Tuesday. I'm not saying it will be. It might be. But again, the start is crucial for both teams. And you'll dive into it more on another episode of All in One Sports. This has been a post-game show here. All in One Sports, Jimmy B, Ricky O. We'll talk to you again real soon. Thanks, everybody, for watching. Take care.